back.
And we're back.
A week off, and we're back.
We just had a spring break. Huh, Michael?
I mean,
Michael,
you just had
a spring break.
You had a spring break.
I had a spring break.
Bonnie had what you'd call a rumspringa, where she went and hooked in Times Square and banged a bunch of people before she came back to see if she wanted to continue the New York life or the Amish life.
Michael, you know what? Last time I was out with Tati and Corral, I was like, it'll be 2 years in October since mom had any fun.
Since you pegged a boyfriend.
I ended up taking that out because I was like, your friend with the kid. I'm like, this can't be.
This kid's going to be like, Dad, what's pegging?
Anyways, welcome back to another episode of I Have Food in My Teeth.
Gross.
Scary Movie and Chill. I'm your co-host, Bonds. Oh, look who calmed down.
Yeah, now he's just chilled out a fucking second.
Mr. Charles Barkley has decided to stop working. And you are?
Wild Jerry Pimpson.
All right, anyways, what's new with me? Okay.
we'll start with Bonnie. You got the more interesting life. I just sat here and didn't do nothing.
Thanks to Michael, I got to go away for a fun little mini vacay to New York City.
Where she ate a bunch of salsa.
Pace picante.
Nothing but salsa. It's just salsa queen.
Do you know
New York.
Who Justin Martindale is?
No.
He's a comedian and he also has a podcast. Maybe. And he was like, he's from Texas.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking to someone and he's like, we got that good salsa in Texas, pace picante. And I was like, oh my God, Justin, you did not say that. That's not good salsa. That's not legit salsa.
I mean, I don't even know that I see pace anymore because it's like, it's either.
It's by the chips and the
chips. But
chip
it's like aisle. Totino's.
That stuff is disgusting. All that shit is disgusting.
Yeah, you got to get the fresh cut.
If you're not getting mom and pop salsa,
you got to learn to make your own.
You have rancid taste buds. Yep. But anyways, I was in New York from Friday to Monday. And do you want to know how many miles I walked, Michael?
40.
Close. 34.27.
Oh, wow.
And I thought I walked a lot the last time I was there. I didn't do shit last time I was there after this weekend. I literally walked. My hotel was on 17th Street. I walked from 17th Street all the way up to 113th through the park.
Jeez.
And everything. Yeah, that was a long one.
Yeah.
Felt good. It was a good day. It was very
then
sunny.
It doesn't feel like that bad that you eat like 4,000 hot dogs from street vendors.
You know what I really, realized is that like when I'm on a trip by myself, I really don't take the time to eat anything.
Really?
I'm just like, go, go, go,
I feel
go,
like
go.
I'm the opposite.
Like, I have so much shit to see that, like, unless it's something that I bookmark that I'm, like, really excited about, I'm not, like, one of those foodie people that has to, like, be like, oh, I got to go here and there and there.
The opposite. I'll sit there and I'm always like, I should probably eat. Well, because, like, especially if it's, like, a New York place, because I think I do go to those places very distinctly, just knowing that there's, like, certain restaurants that I really like when I go to these. Like if it's places I've been and I make sure I hit like all the spots. And so sometimes it's like four giant meals a day because I'm like, God, I don't have more time. I got
to
get all this.
It was like, I wasn't even eating breakfast. I was just go grab a coffee, start walking to wherever it was I had to go.
Walking to the next bathroom.
And then I literally, my meals, I had like two separate occasions, fries. My only one meal was on my actual birthday. I stopped at this place called Pedro's.
Subway. Uh-huh.
Pedro's in Dumbo and had shrimp tacos, chips and salsa, and a mezcal margarita.
Oh, did you tell them it was your birthday and get any of it for free?
No, I didn't tell anyone it was my birthday. But they knew it was at Sephora when I went to get my free gift.
Oh. So,
I went everywhere. I
saw all in New York.
I had like a bunch of places bookmarked, but of course I forgot my itinerary. So I just was like, well, let me look at my map of what I bookmarked on here. And then I went to the Whitney. I went to the Guggenheim. I went to this other gallery. I found these galleries that were free that had exhibits going on.
You went cheapskate, huh?
On the Upper West Side. I saw like a really cool Jackson Pollock there and some other stuff. It was real small. It was like literally the first floor of a brownstone. And there was another one called Salon 94 that I wanted to go to, but I think I walked too far and like didn't want to walk all the way back because that was like a long walking day. I took the subway a lot. I kept recharging my, adding money onto my MetroCard. So I was taking the subway a lot of places too.
Nice.
On Saturday, they had like, I kept seeing people dressed in like St. Paddy's Day stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, is there a parade going on? And then I saw people with like beads. And I forget where I went that day. it might have been that might have been the day that I went to the Guggenheim, and then I was trying to like cut over to Central Park because it was so nice. I'm like, I just want to go sit on a bench and talk to the squirrels. And I bought edibles, so I was like,
she's like blasted out of her
mind.
I
sent Tati a voice memo. I'm like, I'm at this park and I'm just chilling with some squirrels right now. I feel really good. They're little gray ones, and they're like, they come right up to you.
Oh yeah,
too.
I'm
like,
sure they're very, very aggressive.
Oh yeah. So, what was I saying? I just lost
my God, how many edibles did you have before this?
I don't know many today, but I had a lot on the weekend. What was I saying?
Squirrels.
Oh, I started walking. I was trying to get to Central Park, and it was barricaded off, and I was like, and then I heard the music, and I got really excited. I love parades. I get really excited about the drums and the music, and they're playing fucking bagpipes.
Nice.
So I got right up there because there was, I mean, it stretched. I forget what avenue it was on, but it was like all the way up to basically, I think, Central Park, the parade route. And so I got right up there. And there was no one in front of me, so I'm right at the gate and seeing all these big old dudes with their little skirts on playing their kilts. Bagpipes.
Kilts.
It was great. And the funniest picture I took, did you see it? It said, England, get out of Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
And it just reminded me of, remember when Queen Elizabeth died and they were playing that song, or they were chanting, Lizzie in a box, Lizzie in a box,
right. Yeah, I remember, yeah, like... I remember
it's like an H3 soundbite, and I kept singing in like my head.
Everyone was like, it was really funny that when she died, some of the people were like, good, fuck off.
And yeah,
like,
Ireland,
way to go, guys. I like it.
Care for the English. I meandered, you know, I rented a bike, I took a city bike all the way down from Hell's Kitchen to like way downtown by that, what is it, the Freedom Tower, basically. And then I cut through there, and then I was like, what I really wanted to do was take a city bike and go across the Brooklyn Bridge, but I couldn't figure out where to pick it up because it was like the map was showing to like go down. I'm like, I can't ride this up this ramp to like, there was like logistically, there was like no way. So I'm like, let me just walk across it. So I walked across all the way.
Oh, wow.
There were so many people. It was literally nuts to butts. And, you know, everyone's got to take their videos, and there's photographers and all this shit.
Graduation photos.
Full of people. But I walked all the way across, and then I went to this really cool park that's like right on the other side that has this really nice view of the city and the bridge and everything. And I sat there for a little bit, had a protein bar to power up. Because I thought, I'm going to walk around Brooklyn, but then I ended up just going to Pedro's and getting some food. Oh, I went to the Whitney one of the days. That was fun. I found this really cool Salvation Army, got something really, really cheap. And yeah, I had like so much fun. I met this bartender at this one bar on actual St. Patty's Day, and I started talking to him, and then this other guy was there and all three of us were talking about like, I don't even know, just like pop culture stuff, I guess. And then they were talking about how they're trying to move like to New Jersey. One of them moved to New Jersey. The other one was trying to move to New Jersey. I'm like, everyone's trying to leave like New York, but they'd been there for like a long time, I guess.
Right.
Like, decades or whatever.
It's just so expensive now. And like,
yeah, the one guy was like, my rent just kept going up and I really wanted a car. So he moved to Hoboken, which I don't think I've ever
and
been.
And all that, like all those New Jersey stuff, they're like, oh, I mean, you're basically 45 minutes away. It's the equivalent of just like driving to downtown
even
LA.
Less if you're taking.
And if you, yeah, certain ways and like trains and stuff you can get in. It's just.
But
so many people are like, yeah, I work in Manhattan, but I live here.
Do you remember the movie? Did you ever see the movie Dark Water?
No.
It's a really good, scary movie.
Doubt it.
We should do that one. I watched it so long ago. I think it's from like 2005. And ever since I saw that movie, I wanted to ride the Roosevelt tramway because that's featured in the movie, because they supposedly live on the island, because there are apartments on the island.
Oh,
so like since then I wanted to go on that tram, and I bookmarked it and I went, and it was really cool. You have like a really awesome view of the city, the skyline and stuff, and also I think it's the Queensboro Bridge that's like right next to it. And so I got over there, and then I was just thinking like, what could I do over here? There isn't a lot going on over there. And there's a ferry that can take you to either you go to 90th or Astoria, or you go south to like Brooklyn. And I'm like, well, it's a nice day. Let me like ride this ferry down and go to Brooklyn. But It was like a whole fucking fiasco. I bought a ticket and the ferry on the weekends, I guess they only come every hour. Uh-huh. So I waited and waited for this ferry to come. And then it wasn't even going the right way. It was going up north. And then he's like, you got to wait for the next one to come. So it was like another like 30, 40 minutes for the actual one to come. And then that one was full and we couldn't get on it. I waited, like three ferries came and I couldn't get on any of them because they two were going the wrong way and the other one was full. And jeez. I was like, okay, so I just took the tramway back.
Yeah, goddamn.
And then I kind of rerouted, but it was great. Like, the weather the whole time was like super nice. It was so sunny and like cool. One of the day, my last day there, it was pretty crisp and windy, but like I didn't need a winter coat at all. Like, thank God I didn't bring one. What happened?
Yeah,
I
heard a clicking.
It was fun. Nice. I had a good time.
That's good.
Yeah. And I just loved how central my hotel was to like everything. Literally.
Yeah, I feel like that's got to be a good thing with New York. Like, if you find find a good location for a hotel, it makes the trip easier.
Close to the fucking subway. Yeah, I was literally down the street from Union Square Park, which has the subway.
Yeah, anytime I've stayed, like I was always like a couple of blocks away from a subway stop.
Super important if you're planning a trip to go there, you need to be able to jump on and off the fucking subway. So yeah, that was fun. And Michael watched my animals while I was gone.
Goofy fucking Charles and goofy fucking cat. Cat runs around like a
apparently
fucking...
Charles was not doing so good when I left.
No, Bonnie had the brilliant idea of like, what if I got out of the car and then you drove away and he watched me leave.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, and then Charles went bananas in the car.
Apparently he was crying like a little bitch.
Oh yeah, and then just like pacing around and running and just like got into, I had to go back to my apartment to pick up my stuff. Because I thought that would be easier. Because I was meeting a friend on Friday to go golfing. And I was like, well, I'm not going to try and put the stuff in the car with your stuff and yada, yada, yada.
What if it?
Yeah, but like I wasn't going to try and like, I don't know. It just felt like whatever. And then, yeah, Charles like run around the apartment. He's like, and then finally chilled out. Once we got back here, he was on patrol. Just literally stared at the door for hours.
The thing is, I tried to prepare because I bought him CBD oil before I left, and I thought, oh, I'll just start getting him trained on this. You're supposed to give him like a dropper full every day, and it's supposed to like calm them because he's just naturally very anxious. And
only with mom around. When I was here, he's just like,
but he chilled out. Like it takes him like a day to relax. Yeah.
Once,
right?
Well, I think once you like saw that, I was like, I think he's kind of learned that when I sleep here, it's like, oh, okay.
I guess I don't get to sleep in my cozy bed because someone is taking up the bed.
I think I moved too much for him because, like, I think like the first night, obviously, he wasn't going to sleep in there. He was just like watching the door. And then the second night, you know, I was in bed. And then, like, you know, he does that thing where he like jumps up and he's like, huh? And he just like looks at you. I'm like, yes, bed. And then he like laid on top of the covers because it was warm enough to where I don't think any of them were interested in under the covers.
Yeah, he
has. And then I think he was in the bed for like 10 minutes and then, you know, he just moved around too much. And he was like, fuck this.
Can't get no sleep.
Yeah.
What's new with you, Michael? Michael,
nothing. I just sat here and watched your... Wait, I don't know if I told you. So when I went golfing on Friday, me and my buddy, we went to Los Feliz. We played around and it went...
Who did you see there?
It was...
Celebrita?
Kind of, yeah. Really? So we played one round and then we were like, well, you know...
Someone said, I heard some, I think it was a comedian talking about how they've seen
Larry David. Goes the one by my house.
Okay.
And so,
they had a story about him haggling about the cost of the bucket
and
or
I see,
balls or something.
I see the guy that plays, Gary Cole. He's like, he plays Lumberg and in Office Space and he's like, Ricky Bobby's dad and, Talladega Nights. You'd recognize, you saw him. But anyway, so we golfed this one round and it took forever because it was kind of busy, but then we noticed it was not busy when we were done, so we were like, oh, let's just go play again. There was a group in front of us and then us and then one guy behind us and then a big group behind him, and he was like, hey, do you mind if I just play with you guys, you know, that way it's just, you know, it's just 3-3-3 instead of like 3-2-1-3 kind of a thing. And I was like, yeah, that's at the way this is going, we'll all probably see each other on every hole anyway. So yeah, might as well.
Ew.
And so,
we'll all probably see each other in every hole.
And so we,
ew.
So we're playing, he was like a cool guy. You know, we were just chilling and he was pretty decent at golf. And
who's the guy?
His name is Rob. Oh. So we played the whole round, just like I said, shooting the shit, just telling stories, and like he's just a fun, really personable guy, like super chill. And then when we get to the parking lot, he comes up and he's like, "Hey guys, do either of you have like Apple TV?" And we're like, "Oh no, we don't." And he's like, "Oh, I always want to show you something." And it was he showed us this trailer, like it's for like a new Peanuts special, like Charlie Brown, you know. And he goes,
"You know what? That's what his original name was."
Oh, really?
Did I ever tell you that? Charlie's first, his original name when I first adopted him was Charlie Brown, and I was like, "Ew. Ain't no dog of mine gonna be named Charlie Brown." That's my least favorite of any cartoon. Well,
then you're going to hate this story.
Because it's too fucking sad and mopey, and I don't like it.
So this guy...
Cartoons are supposed to be happy.
So this guy...
So I changed it. Charles Barkley.
He's showing us this... It's like Franklin something or other. Like
a cartoon? Or?
Yeah, yeah. It's a new Peanut special on Apple TV. Okay. The Franklin character, like the black kid on... when you were watching, he goes, "Yeah, that's me." And I was like, "Oh, I thought he was saying like he's the voice... of Franklin on Peanuts." And I was like, but then you know, when you hear the kid talking, I was like, "Huh." And it's I can't remember the name, but it's basically, it's a Peanut story kind of like revolving around like Franklin becoming like a friend in the group, you know, and like when he moves into town and meets Charlie Brown and like becomes Charlie's friend. And he's saying that stuff. And so then when it ended, I was like, "Is this your show?" I was a little confused as to what he was saying. Mm. And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, I was a friend of Charles Schulz. I've known Charles Schulz for like a long time. And this guy apparently was way, I thought this guy was maybe like 40, like mid to late 40s. Mm-hmm. But like, it wasn't until the end of the round that he said that he was in high school in the late 70s. And so this guy's, black don't crack. But what he was saying is he met Charles Schulz back in the day.
He made a character of his friend.
Yes. And so he literally is Franklin.
Wow.
So
the character's based on him.
Yes. And so like the guy's name is Rob Armstrong.
Okay.
And Franklin's character's name is Franklin Armstrong. And so he's like, "Yeah, that's me. So I've been friends with the Schulz family and all this other stuff." And I guess Apple owns the licensing rights to Peanuts.
Okay. So it's only going to show on Apple?
Yeah, it's only on Apple right now. But like, so because he knows the Schulz family, they were like talking about doing a new special. And they were like, "Well, hey," because he's also like a cartoonist.
Oh.
Like does comic strips. You know, that kind of stuff. And so they're like, "Well, you know, I heard that you may have some ideas for like a new Peanut special." And you're like, you kind of like the Franklin character, right? And he's like, "Well, of course I like the Franklin character. It's me." You know,
they didn't know that.
No, I mean, the Apple folks, I think, maybe didn't know that. But like, he pitched them this idea and they're like, "Yeah, sounds good." So like, it's like he wrote it and it was just like, it's one of those weird things where like, man, like it's such an iconic thing that like, obviously a lot of these people are usually based off of something, you know, and so
I never figure that it's an actual person because usually they're like, "Oh, it's like a blend of
this or this or this." But like, he basically, Charles Schulz met this guy like back in the day, and then they really hit it off and they like became really good friends. And so then he, you know,
when did Charles, he died, right?
Yeah, he died, I think, in the early 2000s.
Oh, shit.
So, but yeah, it's crazy. Like, just the inspiration for Franklin on the Peanuts. And the guy was like cool as hell.
But wasn't he one of the ones to dance when they're dancing?
No, they all dance.
Did you ask him to prove it by showing his dance? Show your dance moves.
But yeah, it's crazy. He was just telling us like,
I would have been like, and whose pig pen name?
Yeah, I know.
Created after? Who was the stinky friend?
Yeah, right.
That's funny.
So, but that was a cool thing. And I actually golfed pretty good that day when he was with us. And he was like, "Way to go." Like, he was like, he said that he's impressed.
Wow. Because
I got two birdies, which is good.
Okay.
So.
I don't know what that means.
It means that if it's, they think it's supposed to take three shots to get it in the hole, and it took me two. That's, you know, it's one stroke away from a hole in one. That's two times that I was one stroke away from a hole.
Golf talk. It's real sexual, Michael.
I know, Bonnie's
this
like
is a family
Bonnie's
show.
Turning into a religious fucking, I'm not offended by the sexuality of
I'm not
offended. All I can think about is holes.
Been a long time. Getting,
putting balls in holes.
Ew.
So, yep, that's it.
Is that it, Michael?
Yep.
Michael, you get to intro this movie because Michael picked it.
It's a movie about youths partying in a Mexican sun.
Are you trying to read that or are you just you give me the Cliff's Notes version?
It's
read
it's a movie called The Ruins. Because I was looking for, I figured, I know Easter's coming up, but we don't.
And spring break, too.
We don't, well, but we don't do too well with Easter movies. So I was like, you know what we haven't done is spring break movies. And so this is kind of a spring break movie I found on a list. I don't know if it's officially spring break, but.
I think it's coming up, right?
I think so. Or it's passed already. I never know when spring break is anymore. I don't.
Some schools have it earlier than others.
And I don't give a shit.
Wait, spring break did just happen because all those people were like going to Florida, I guess.
I don't know. Wait, I don't give a shit. I'm not in school anymore. So you should know. You're in school.
I know, but.
And they have spring break.
We got off a holiday, but I don't know. I feel like spring break could be coming up. I don't know.
I don't know. It's usually either way around Easter. So it's called The Ruins, and it's youth partying in Mexican sun are hunted by a carnivorous terror. What? This doesn't make any sense. Did I read that? Like,
Michael never learned how to read.
are hunted by a carnivorous terror when they veer off the beaten path in this horror film. That doesn't make sense, though. Hunted by a carnivorous terror?
Yeah. A terror that eats people.
Carnivorous? Yeah, I know what it means. But
are
like,
you sure?
But, like, no. It does, how but does that's, it but not listen make to, sense? Listen how stupid that sounds. A carnivorous terror. Like, I don't know. That's just
they're
bad.
They're partying in the sun.
I know.
And being but I'm hunted. Telling you,
as somebody who's... I
bought, a terror that wants to eat
I've
them.
I bought 3 grammar books.
That's not been working reading. Out, Michael.
It's enough to know that that sounds stupid as fuck.
This movie came out in 2008.
More like 2000 late.
Where's your badumptus? My God.
I don't have, I just got this. Because that was a good reference. Nudity. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. It better be Bubba's and not okay. Wubba's.
What does that mean, Michael? Michael, what does that mean?
What do you mean, what does that mean? So like, I said it better be Bubba's and not Wubba's. I think we know what Wubba's are.
What that means. Jenna Malone is the only person I recognized in this.
I think that little guy... Is
it also stars Sean Ashmore, Laura Ramsey, Jonathan Tucker, Joe Anderson, hubba hubba.
Yay.
Dimitri Bavais, hubba hubba. Some cuties in this movie. Uh-huh. Cuties in this movie.
Maybe
there's a lot of tall people in New York, I noticed.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of freaking Amazon, like, tall ass people.
All the tall folks go to New York, all the showties come to LA.
A lot of tall people.
Maybe you're just extra short.
I'm
maybe,
not.
Maybe you just didn't realize how short you were.
I think I'm pretty average. Height-wise, 5'4". I think that's average.
5'4".
I'm 5'4". Wait, are the Sherb Turtles on marker?
Yeah, make sure that... Yeah, they are.
Oh, looks like they're...
It's already starting... They're coming in hot. It's probably going to be one of those things where it's like crazy, dirty. And then it's going to go 3 days or 1 week ago.
Speaking of dirty, I told Michael...
Oh, God.
She needs help, guys.
Oh, God. It's like she's got dirt really white and like, teeth. Yeah, she literally looks like a skeleton.
You know, I got to visit some of the ruins in Mexico.
Oh, really?
Outside of Mexico City. The Tehachapalaki.
Oh, God.
I don't know how to pronounce it. It starts with a T. It's outside of Mexico City. I went with my cousin. It was pretty cool. They have all these pyramids with tons of stairs. Not all of them are open to the public, but there's one or two that are that you can go up all the stairs.
Oh, jeez.
So we climbed all the stairs.
And those stairs aren't designed in a way to easily go up.
They're pretty wonky. My cousin was hating it.
Like thin and tall. Like when I was in...
Yeah. They're shallow.
Yeah, when I was in Cambodia, that's how they were. It's like you can only walk on them on your toes when we were at the Angkor Wat temples.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, oh my God, like... You know that back in the day, people just like did that with ease. You know that guy.
Who?
This guy.
No.
He was in some other movie that we saw.
I feel like these guys were really in their heyday in this.
Yeah.
2008, right? Because when was the last time you saw Jenna Malone?
I mean, I feel like she's been in stuff, but not. Because Jenna Malone is very much like a, what's her face? Like girl from Kristen Stewart type.
Girl next door.
Yeah.
Oh, on the day that I was trying to get on the other side of the parade route, I was walking, and this guy comes running by me, and he's like kind of hunched over, and he's running, and then he runs in front of me, and he stops at a planter and just yanks his pants down, and you just see full dirty wiener and push, and he has the fucking fire hose, and he just lets loose on this fucking planter. It's just like pissing gallons. I was like,
And then Bonnie was like, hubba wubba.
I just saw my first naked weenus in New York. I'm surprised I didn't see one before. I'm surprised you haven't seen more. I know. And then, I didn't see a lot of homeless people. Just like, maybe like two or three. It's not like when you're walking around here.
Oh, yeah. Because, well, I mean, California's literally the worst when it comes to homeless people.
It's pretty crazy out here, but... And there aren't shanties in the city like there are here.
I feel like because they have different rules in New York where they're not allowed, like they won't let them do that stuff.
Oh,
because that was like a big thing that like when Giuliani was mayor, like he cracked down on a bunch of that stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was like because I remember I was up there at that time, and I don't know if they got rid of those. I wouldn't be surprised if they did, but like you couldn't like sit on the ground like if you were like in a building. And stuff? Like they really were like. Like,
yeah, I didn't see a lot of that either.
Because we were waiting for something, and we were just sitting like in the lobby of a building
at the doors. Yeah, and
they're like, you can't sit, and we're like, what do you mean? Like, it's just like part of the rules now. You cannot because it like you know, it's just like that whole like broken window theory type of thing. Like if you're doing it, then more people will do it, and then it just becomes one of those things, you know. So like if one person like out here, one person goes, oh. Yeah, I guess I should set up a tent and bring all my garbage here. And then,
I should you know, surround so, like, they see it and then, with piles of garbage.
Right, and so then everyone's doing it's now, comforting. You know?
Feels like home.
So they've been sitting in this Mexican resort drinking margaritas.
And they came up with a plan to and then go this
guy,
to
yeah, this guy
ruins.
Goes, hey, how about we go to a Mayan ruin just that way?
What's the worst that could happen? Make your own taco night.
Yeah, and then he's gonna go back to his room and talk to his girlfriend about make her own taco night.
The guys that I was talking to at that
crazy German guys
at the Irish bar that I went to on St. Patrick's Day, we were all talking about what it was like during COVID, and because the one guy when I said that I was visiting from LA. He was like, what was it like during the pandemic? And I was explaining like how it was eerie to see the streets so dead and no one out and about and stuff. And he was like, yeah, it was like that here. And then he was saying like how if you wanted to leave and like go to another state, they were like they had people posted up to check for your card or
New York was like probably one of the worst.
He was like, if you wanted to go anywhere, you had to like show them your proof of vaccination, all this shit. And I was like, what?
Literally.
We weren't doing that out here. And he's like, oh, I think.
Yeah, they did.
Where?
Everywhere.
I kept taking road trips and no one ever stopped
me.
Oh,
no. Yeah. Like I'm saying, but like to go into places you did.
Where? That was not a thing. I went to Nevada. I went to Utah. No.
I'm saying just to go into businesses.
No, he's saying crossing state lines. Oh. If you want to go to another state.
Dude, that's
people were posted at the border. And he's like, maybe it wasn't a thing for you because you could be surrounded by red states. And I'm like, I don't know.
No, it was, I mean, New York had it like that. Dude, they had it the worst. It was bad. And they were trying to claim that it was good. What they were doing. I mean, there was like a mass
exodus. That's
wild
because I took like a bunch of, I went on road trips. Right, yeah. There was the whole thing we fucking bailed. Like, and no one ever stopped me for anything.
Dude, yeah, fuck that. You can't leave your, like, not able to cross state lines because of all this shit. Fuck that noise, dude.
Amy had too many manga weens.
Oh, yeah. See, now they're partying with the Germans. All this guy wants to do is just, this guy just wants to.
Make his own taco.
He just wants to go to bed so that he can wake up early and then go to these ruins. He just wants to get a little culture in his life. But they're all going to be hung over in these ancient ruins, and then somebody's going to like barf somewhere, and then that's going to set off the carnivorous terror.
Do you think the carnivorous terror is just another phrase for
Mexicans?
Dysentery.
Mexicans.
For food poisoning?
Maybe. Montezuma's revenge?
That's one thing that's, knock on wood, never happened to me all the times that I've been down in Mexico. I never got
I knew somebody that was doing the Machu Picchu thing, and like they got so fucking sick on the hike up. You know, the one where it takes like 2 days to hike there? That it was like so bad that like when they reached the top, they couldn't even experience it because they were so sick. And it was like they were the one that like got the trip together because they've been wanting to do this for years, and it was so bad that like they were being at certain points, like she couldn't walk, and so like the guide would like, he was like, just get on my back.
Oh my god!
And like, you know those guys down there, like, you know, they have like a whole crew that like sets up your camping area, and then they like, it's funny because like in the morning they leave after you, and you know you're just like just trying to walk up this thing, and then they pack up all of your stuff, like they have your backpack, they your tent, they pack up all the food stuff and all this other stuff, and there's like five guys, and then you've left for like hours. And then all of a sudden they're like, chick, 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 and they run past you with all of your stuff. And then they like, by the time you get to the next like landing point, they've already set up lunch and all this other stuff. And it's already like, cooked and ready. And you're like, and then same deal. And then after lunch, you leave again. And they're like, chick, 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 and like, cause they all have that, you know, they all live there. And they were saying that like,
oh yeah, the altitude also.
Because I want to say it's only, I can't remember how many miles it is from the ground to Machu Picchu.
I don't think it's a lot, but it's not a lot. It's the altitude. Elevation.
Yeah.
The
and elevation. So these guys are like so used to it that they said that like, I think they said like that one guy did it the fastest was, he did it in like 3 hours. Bubba's. There it is. Look at that.
There's a boob. Whoa. Holy areola.
And butts. But yeah, they said like they had like a race and like the one guy did it. It was like, the fastest he did it was like 3 hours from the bottom to the top.
3 hours.
Which is crazy because it takes regular people like 2 or 3 days. Because you can only go a couple of miles a day, if that.
All those buns in the background?
Yeah. Hubba. So some blurry buns. So she's all hungover.
Maybe she'll be the one to survive since she's already sick.
I don't know. You're going to make this person who's hung over as shit barfing to go hike.
That's how it is. That's what I always used to do on my I used to do like big birthday trips with my friends. We'd always go to Palm Springs. I'd get like a big group of people together. And then like the next day we'd go on a hike. And I remember Clemente being like, Garza, what do we do? Yeah. I'm like, come on, let's go, let's go. And he was a trooper. He did it. He's like, you're the only one that could get me to go
try to
hiking.
sweat it out.
We'd all be like dying. But like, especially I did that one hike you sent me, that like Palm Springs Oasis, and that's the one that I took everyone on, and we were all kind of like crusty from the night before.
Like sometimes seeing like hungover people and just like knowing that pain of being that hungover, it makes me feel sick.
The most drinks I had on my trip was like 2 max ever any night that I went to get a drink.
Mm-hmm.
I never went more than 2. Oh, wait, I take that back. When I went to that Irish bar with the bartender that I was chatting it up with, I had 3 there.
Oh.
But that's it. And then I was like, I kind of wanted to go out. There was this really cool bar down the street from me. And I was like, I'll get changed and go over there. But by the time I like just, I had to charge my phone. So I was laid back on the bed. And I'm like, I'm not getting up.
And whenever I go back to the hotel, if I know that I have to go back out, I will not.
And
I cannot
also,
sit
I was
down.
Like, I just want to chill. Because like I'd been fighting crowds all on Saturday because it was like the parade. And then I got stuck in fucking Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
On my last day, I made a special trip to this place that had Japanese sandwiches. I bookmarked it because I found it like literally like
sushi sandwiches
2 days before I was supposed to leave. I found it on TikTok and it was so good. It's like this little hole in the wall place and they have these special Japanese sandwiches. It's just like rice paper, and then you can get like whatever you want and they make it. And then also matcha. They have matcha. It's real small. Mm. Like you can't even like go inside, you're literally in the doorway to order your stuff.
Oh wow.
And it took a while, but it was so good. I got a like, it was like smoked salmon and egg sandwich and a matcha. Delicious. I love places like that, little like holes in the wall that have like good stuff.
Look at this guy.
Charles doesn't even care.
Classic, because he knows that dog's acting. He's like, that dog's a bad actor.
Alrighty, this excursion is not starting off great. They're getting a local yokel to drive them there.
That's where you go with some of these countries. That's what you want.
I don't know about that. It's going to be a freaking hostile situation. Human centipede or some shit. Look at the nips on that dog. Did you see that dog?
I remember one time when I was in Utah, and we're walking back to my buddy's house, because there's like the gas stations that have like the beer, like those walk-in fridges. So we just walked to this gas station. We're just like walking back, and there's some just, you know, good old boy with a truck. And like, as we slowed down, he's like, "Where are you going?" And we're like, "It's just his house. It's just like, you know, up to that street and down two blocks." And he's like, "I'll give you a lift. Just hop in the back." And so we just like,
we just took it
to like this one street. He didn't have to turn down. We just hopped off. We're like, "Oh, we'll just take it from here, you know, just, it's only two blocks." But like, we just popped the gate down and just like sat on the back, and he just like drove us. And I had it was like right when I got there, so I just got like a 24 pack or something of a Coors Light. Mm-hmm. I opened it up and I just pulled out two beers, and I was like, "Thanks, dude." And he's like, "Oh, hell yeah." And then
that's
he just like,
he did it.
Yeah, exactly. He's
gotta
like,
pay the troll toll.
Yeah, he's like, "These guys got beer. I know I'm going to get at least one of them."
Oh my God.
He smashed them together and chugged them both at the same time. And drove
oh my
off.
God, Michael, you should have seen all these people in their fucking St. Patrick's Day flair.
Oh, jeez.
Like full on suits with like clovers and people dressed like leprechauns. Like, these people are out of control for St. Patrick's Day. I remember when I used to dress up for St. Patrick's Day.
The what?
I used to dress up to go out with my friends. God. That was a long time ago, though. I haven't done that in like a million years. Mm. Michael?
Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day is definitely one of those.
All the Irish pubs were packed.
This year was like good. I met up with some friends at like just a brewery in Glendale, and like we got there right when they opened, and then we hung out for a couple hours, and it was like moderately busy, but it wasn't like overwhelmingly like crowded, and then they had a food truck that had like burgers and stuff, and it was solid. Then around, you know, they opened at noon. We went there, and then by like 3:30, everyone was like, "All right, cool." And then we all left, and then I came back here, and it was like chill. As opposed to like, you know, I feel like all the other times, I just remember in my 20s, you know, you go and it's like 8 o'clock at night, and you try to get out, and it's like already shoulder to shoulder. It takes you 30 minutes to get to the bar, another 20 minutes to get their attention to order. You know, it's like you have to order like three drinks at once, and then it's just. And then you're bumping around, and it's just, it stinks in there. Everyone's fucking sweating, yeah,
stinks,
and just
like you can't, beer farts.
You can't hear, you can't do nothing. You're like, "Why am I doing this again?"
Yeah.
So
I didn't have any desire to do any of that.
So they got taken to these
ruins,
and it's like an 11-mile hike.
Sketchy.
And they, I guess they brought their German friend that they met at the bar. Little kids.
There's kids in there?
It's one of those creepy little things.
They're just staring. Like, this movie has a 50% on the tomato meter on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh. 30% audience score.
Oh, no.
Critics' consensus. Despite a solid cast and truly frightening source material, The Ruins founders, thanks to a weak script and... Oh. I read that wrong. The Ruins...
Oh, no!
Founders. That's a weird way to say it.
Right.
Don't you want to say flounders? Thanks to a weak script and an excess of gore. Oh. Founders. I've never heard that used like that. This movie was released on April 4th, 2008. And the box office, Michael, you want to take a guess?
What? How much?
What? How much it grossed in the USA?
$30 million.
$17.4 Ooh, wow. million.
I don't even remember hearing when this movie came out.
Me either. But also, these years, this was like after I escaped the psycho, so I was pretty much disassociated for multiple years. Michael.
Weird little kid just staring. So the path was hidden. They couldn't find where the path was, and then the guy realized somebody hid it, and they're like, "Well, why is it hidden?"
Because you shouldn't be on it.
Yeah.
First rule of hiking. I got your bone depository right here.
Oh my God. All of a sudden now Bonnie's all about the fucking...
I zinged you real good the other day, Michael.
You zinged me?
Yeah, I did.
When?
You were talking about your leaky gas, and I was like, yeah, in your apartment...
Yeah, because she...
Michael lobbed that one to me.
Yeah,
because
I got holes in my brain and I can't see the things in the future. I have a hard time with things, Bonnie. You should treat me like a handicap because I have holes in my brain.
Okay.
By ripping on me and razzing me like that, that's the equivalent of razzing somebody who has a melting hole in brain.
Okay. These ruins look pretty cool. Though the film takes place in Mexico during the summer, it was shot primarily in Australia during the winter.
Oh.
Heavy coats were provided for the actors in between takes, and water and olive oil had to be sprayed onto their bodies to simulate sweat. Interesting.
Oh, geez.
Caballero. He's trying to tell them to get the hell out of there.
Imagine this guy. This guy looks like a gorilla.
Okay, take it easy. Apparently, in the novel, there's no ruins to speak of, just a hill overgrown with the vines and the shaft cut into it. And then the director suggested changing it to an ancient Mayan temple.
Oh.
Oh, interesting. Ben Stiller was involved with this film for the reason that he is a friend of novelist-screenwriter Scott B. Smith.
Oh.
Who knew that? I didn't know that. Oh, this is interesting. The character played by Sean Ashmore wears a t-shirt with a symbol that resembles a bullseye.
Oh.
And that was deliberate.
Oh, it looks like they're stepping on, it looks like it's weed. Whoa!
What the fuck? They killed the... Is that their friend?
Yeah, there's like these guys that they met at the... Oh, so they're forcing them up the... Dude, that's going to be the most terrifying thing is like if you're in another country and like they're just screaming at you in a language and you can't understand.
Yeah.
And you're trying to just like, hey, we need to find some common ground. How do we communicate here, folks? Do they not realize
that's
that
weed?
It looks like it's weed, right?
A little bit, right? Jesus. They shot that guy with an arrow in his chest
and then he looked
and
then
they shot
him
in the head.
They shot him in the face and his nose exploded. That was kind of fucked up. Oh, so they went there because I guess his brother went there.
Oh.
That one guy, the German fella.
There's a camp up there? There's tents up there.
Yeah, some people clearly have been living there.
Where are the people at, though? The annoying thing about my trip is just that my battery kept dying so fast on my phone. I think it's time for an upgrade.
Were you just using... I mean, you seem to be sending me a lot of TikToks, Bonnie.
That was that night when I got back to my hotel room when I had my phone hooked up to the charger.
Oh, I was getting them in the afternoon. I keep forgetting.
Like I was using my maps, really. It was about the only thing. And then listening to music in my headphones. Yeah. But like the battery just kept sucking down so fast. Mm. Super annoying. I didn't use it so much so I would have enough juice to get home on the subway. So I like knew how to, you know.
When I was there at one point, like a subway app where you like, basically you type in like where you want to go and it has like, you know, it uses the GPS in your phone and then,
I know there's
it'll
an
tell you,
app,
like, oh,
but I just
go
use
here,
Google
get on.
Maps.
I guess Google
Maps
probably just
tells you
bought
what,
up the apps and, you know, took their technology.
I mean, it shows you which corner to get on.
Right.
Depending
and then,
on what
and it's like, get off on this exit or this stop on this one and transfer to that one.
I guess like one of the New York City half marathon or something was happening.
Yes.
That weekend. And there was a marathon here too.
Yeah.
Right?
Cause that was Sunday morning. I was like, oh, Sunday morning.
They
maybe
run over here.
I was like, maybe somebody's going to go to Dunkin' Donuts. And then sure enough, there's no way to get from here to over Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, cause
it was all across Hollywood Boulevard. And it's like, you have to basically get on the 101 here, go all the way up to Highland and then come around and so all I did was I just went up and just parked right like in like a turn lane red zone mm-hmm. and just walked across the street, got it and came back because I didn't know it was there until I ordered the donuts. And then when I was getting ready to go meet at the brewery,
mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I'll swing up my apartment first and you know, like drop off some stuff.
Well, it sounds like you were doing a lot of not hanging out with my animals.
No, I bring Charles when I would go get stuff. Anytime he would ride along
in
the car.
To the brewery.
No.
Rude.
And so, I was like,
he told me his feelings were really hurt. He was real sad and home alone.
Bonnie,
the whole point of you watching
him, do you know how long it took me to get from here to that highway entrance on Western? 30 minutes. That's how bad the traffic was because of that stupid marathon. And you know how LA drivers are. Like, everyone was like frantically like,
You're sitting there, and
it's like all these people are just like running the red light, and it's like they're just taking up the whole intersection, and like it's just people that aren't in the turn lane trying to like go like, so they drive around all the traffic and then just cut people off and all this other stuff. You're like, guys, you know, this is what it's like. It's already bad, and you're making it worse.
I know.
So, all right, these guys are gonna try and go in this well.
Why would they want to go in the well?
I wouldn't trust that rope.
They think that people are down there?
Yes, he's just going to check it out. Yeah, because it looks like there's like some people digging, and his brother, I guess, went to this, and they think that like they see these tents. It's just kind of weird that like you literally have things up here that can become weapons. You know?
Oh my God, the rope is disintegrating.
Yeah, I would never...
I can't believe they just like started letting him down there without checking anything.
Well, they're teenagers on spring break. What do you expect?
I guess. Shit, now your friend is dead. Y'all killed your friend. Oh, Michael, did I tell you about the movie I watched before I left? That Oscar movie?
No, Past Lives? You didn't. Somebody else was just telling me about that movie.
It's so good. You have to watch it.
Don't tell me what
you mean. And your gal pal should watch it. It's really good. So, like, it takes place in, well, part of it's in Korea, and then the girl, when she gets old enough, she moves to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, like, some New York City spots in there, and they end up at this bar. It's, like, the girl, her childhood friend, and her husband, they're all having this conversation at this bar, and I'm like, that bar looks really cool. So as I'm watching the movie, I'm, like, Googling, where was this, like, the filming locations? I find the name of the bar, bookmark it. I'm like, I'm going to go there because they have like this really intense, like at the end of the movie, there's like this intense scene that's like part, they're like at the bar and then it's like the guys leaving and they're saying goodbye to each other. And it all takes place on this one street. And so I go.
And?
On Friday.
Uh-huh.
First night in the city, I'm like Googling places to go. I find this, like, I really wanted a rooftop because it was so pretty outside and like not cold. And so I find this rooftop that's not that far away and I go and I'm like thinking, chill rooftop vibe. It was like full on club, like oomps. The music was so fucking loud, and I know I sound like a really old ass lady saying that, but it was like really loud.
Right.
It was like club,
but especially if you're loud. Just like by yourself, it's like, what are you supposed
to
do?
And so I'm like, oh shit. So I'm like, should I just turn around and go back? But I didn't. I forced myself to go to the bar. I got myself an Aperol spritz.
Oh.
And then I thought I was just going to chill there for a minute. But there was literally no place to sit. There was so many people there. And so I was just stuck kind of at the bar, just like, you know, awkwardly looking around. And then this guy comes up and he's like, oh my God, this place is so loud. And I was like, and he looked like he's like maybe early 30s.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, yeah, right? I wasn't the only one. I was like, I got off the elevator and I was like, where the fuck am I? And he's like, I'm an introvert. I can't handle this. I'm closing my tab. I got to get out of here. He's like, I thought I was going to have a quiet drink on this rooftop. And it's like so crazy. I have to get out of here. He's like, I'm freaking out. And I'm like, oh God, thank God. I'm not the only
one. Yeah, right.
So when he closed his tab, I was like, yeah, I'm just on second thought. I'm not going to leave it open. I'm going to close it. So I closed it. And then I walked to that bar that was in the movie. It's called the Holiday Lounge.
The Holiday Inn.
Holiday Cocktail Lounge.
Uh-huh.
And I went in there. Michael, there was like 3 people in there.
Really?
Yeah. Like my favorite kind of place. Dark.
Your jam.
Dive. You had to go down some stairs to get in there.
She cut her knee.
No one was in there. They were playing really cool music. And I'm like, I was kind of surprised that there weren't more people there because it was literally in that movie. I thought that would be a reason for people to go.
But no, because it's in New York. Like, this is it's like the same as like things out here. Like,
I mean, people still, there's still a market for that.
I mean,
people,
I guess going so. But I don't think it was like that
famous
big,
on
that,
movies.
That, but I don't think that movie's like that popular. I barely heard of it.
It was an Oscar worthy movie.
But that doesn't mean anything, Bonnie.
Michael,
there's plenty
of
movies that win.
Movie.
There's plenty of movies that win Oscars and nobody's even heard of
them.
Also,
that was a really excellent movie. I can't say enough good stuff about it.
She sliced her leg open.
How did you do that? Oh, it's something's inside of it?
Yeah. Oh, this is like...
She just pulled out glass.
Dude, this is like, this is one of those trips that,
but
like,
how did
turns
she
into
get
like,
down there?
Because they put her down on the rope and then it wasn't long enough. And then she had to jump.
So he's fucked up. She's fucked up. Like shit. Smells like shit.
That's what she's saying, but.
It's the turlet down there. No, but while I was in there, I guess some guy came in and he was like, I kind of overheard him. I was reading my book on my Kindle app. And he's like, yeah, I have a reservation. And I'm just thinking, reservation? There's like no one in here.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, yeah, just sit wherever you want. And he's like, okay. And then I guess he must have just like changed his mind and left. And I heard the bartenders, they're like, yeah, these guys, they make a reservation thinking that the bar is going to be like how it was in the movie. And it's not. And so they get disappointed and they leave. So I guess that's why people were like not in there. But that was like my kind of place.
Yeah, I love it. I love walking into a bar and I'm like, no one's in here. My favorite thing.
That's
to
how I
do.
Ended up at that Irish place when I was talking to the bartender and that other random guy. There was no one in there. These people don't care. Ayúdame. Oh my God, I saw this TikTok the other day that was like, you know what the funniest thing is? That Timothy Chalamet's, the correct pronunciation of his name is Timothée Chalamet or something. The way they said it was so fucking funny. Also, I was really high, but it was really funny.
Oh, so clearly if you touch these plants... Oh. It's like a thing that they're scared. So they're scared of it. That's why they force them up the mountain.
Because they touched the plants?
Yeah. And so like she threw this plant and it hit this kid.
Oh,
and they started
and they
freaking out.
Kid.
And then they just killed the kid.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so that's we watched a trailer and we knew that there's some sort of something that gets in there.
Oh, the reason why I was talking about Timothée Chalamet is because that guy kind of reminds me of.
I could see that.
This guy in the blue shirt. The vines is the carnivorous terror, Michael. Flesh-eating plants. Oh my God, I just heard this gnarly story on Steph's podcast, latest episode.
Mm-hmm.
Have you listened to it?
No.
She has this guy who used to work as an EMT, and she's like, what's the gnarliest thing you've seen? And he's like, this guy came in, and he was wearing like a garbage bag on his leg, and then we took the garbage bag off, and his leg... was covered in flesh-eating maggots.
Oh my God.
He's like, you could just hear him like,
ugh.
All on his leg. And she's like, oh my God, and what do you do? And he's like, yeah, someone had to like come and like take them off, like slowly. You have to like
clean
them off.
Clean it, yeah, yeah.
It's not like a fast thing. Meanwhile, they're just like feeding on.
Dude, it's so crazy, like the things that like, you know, when you see, you know,
they
I guess,
a,
what am I trying to say here? It's
to go down
a backboard for the guy. He's probably paralyzed.
Oh,
so it's just crazy. Like when, you know, certain bad things happen to you in your life and you're like, oh, this sucks. But then like you'll watch some of these like reality shows like of like medical things. And you're like, oh, my God. Talk about like, you know, it's not even just like, oh, I got cancer, like as being dealt a bad hand. It's like some of these other people. It's like. They have like this literally again, like this weird, like something had happened and now they have this like flesh eating disease and it like literally eats through all their shit and they like, oh no, we got to cut your whole leg off because of this.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's not even going to necessarily go away or like
this girl that I've been, seeing pop up on my, TikTok feed. She went to a med spa here in LA
mm-hmm.
for a treatment and ended up getting some sort of like flesh eating
right,
bacteria
yeah.
and the fucking place hasn't been shut down. Like there's probably other people getting infected by the shit, by these treatments that they're doing that aren't legit. And meanwhile, she's having to like, she has to like hook up to an IV for like 4-5 hours a day or something.
Yeah. Cause some of this stuff is like, you have to like crazy amounts of like antibiotics.
Like she has
and
to walk around
like
with an IV all the time.
Yeah,
she's trying
crazy.
To get groceries. She's like, "This is how I get groceries with my IV bag," and she just hooks it onto her visor when she's in her car. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
And her medical bills, like, oh my God, she got fucked up.
No, yeah, see, like some of these.
You got to be careful.
Yep.
And even when you are careful, you know, shit happens.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, those, yeah, they always talk about those.
They're going to drop his body, oh my God. Michael. Michael, they're going to drop
first
his body.
Why would you pick him up like that?
Yeah, they're
like,
not
oh my
handling
God.
Him very well.
Yeah, God damn. Like, you could have just dragged him and it probably would have been better.
Like, grabbing his legs and his legs are all fucked up. Oh my God.
Yeah, like, they always talk about those things in, like, the Amazon, you know, those, like, that, those people that are like, yeah, I fucking was in the Amazon River and I peed, and because, like, it opens your urethra
yeah,
up, like,
stuff
the,
can
and,
get
and,
in.
And, like, those, whatever they are, these little parasites, they're drawn in because it's warm, and then they pee, like, pee up, or,
well,
like,
they say
swim
that
up your stream.
Whenever a girl or a guy, if you pee in a body of water, that a little bit will go back inside.
Yes. And so, and if, and all that's, like, super full of just bacteria and all this other shit, and like then they get like these
shite
crazy
water,
like flesh eating things, and all of a sudden it's like these guys have like their balls like rotten out of their fucking scrot butt.
Is that so bad?
Yeah, Bonnie, because that's doesn't, I can't imagine it feels good. Just having rotten ball scrot.
You all got rotten balls, Michael. No, you're way. All nothing but rotten balls.
No, I just went to the doctor and had all that stuff checked, and he said my balls.
I don't want
to
care about it.
Doctor
Jesus
says my balls are
Michael.
Good. He's like, your balls. He's like, I never seen a 40-year-old
with for your gal pal. I don't need to hear about
balls.
This crap. Disgusting. Ugh. What are they gonna work on this guy? Is that a medical bag?
No. Oh, they got keys for something. So now they're going through all this stuff in the tents, and they're trying to figure it out. But it looks like
I guess those people aren't coming back.
So they assume that the guy that died is. Like, they don't need to keep watch. Like, it's obvious. Like, it took 5 seconds to figure it out. I guess keep watching the guy with the broken back.
Like, I'm going to keep doing that so they can have a light?
No, you just
like
do it.
Hand generator? Hand-powered generator?
Yeah, you just you do that, and then it provides a little bit of power, and then, you know, every couple hours, you probably got to. This is one of those, like, things where, you know, it's like, the girl was saying, she's like, I didn't even want to come. Like, I wanted to stay and you forced me to come. It's like, how do you not, if you survive, how do you not have some sort of like resentment towards that? I'd probably never talk to that person again. I'd be so mad.
Michael, you're going to live your life resenting people.
No, well, no. That's why I'd never talk to that person ever again. I'd be like, I'm done with you forever.
Oh, they have more people?
Yeah, the guy that they got killed, his friends. Mm. They're saying his plane ticket, they're going to realize that he never came back.
Oh,
and so
right.
They're,
yeah.
Because they're supposed to leave, they're going to come looking for him.
Allegedly. But that guy didn't touch the vine, did he?
No, they all kind of touched it.
Oh.
And by, I think it's also because somebody that touched it and then they touched someone. You know, so it's like one of those things.
Passing it on.
Yeah.
Like the herp.
It's like
HPV.
Yeah, it's the It Follows. It's like a Mayan version of It Follows. No, he's going to pee on this and something's going to happen.
Oh, shit. It's going to go up his pee hole. The vine's moving.
Yeah.
Did he activate it with his pee?
I don't know, but these flowers are growing and they weren't there yesterday.
Whoa. There's a watch. Ew, and a skeleton. Yikes. Oh, is that where all the bodies are, Michael?
You know what's going to happen.
What?
No. You're done.
Is where all the bodies are.
And that's it. You're done. She's gonna wake up and feel these bugs inside. Yeah, something's in my butt.
She didn't sleep with the guy. Isn't she with her friend? Oh shit!
Wait, is it?
Oh, she must be dreaming because she slept with her friend.
No, but she no this.
Oh, there's a vine growing out of her leg.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's like this.
Yikes, Michael, what would you do if there was a vine growing out of
your leg?
I would
fucking lose my goddamn fucking mind.
But what would you do, Michael?
Oh, this guy can feel that. He can feel that this.
Something's wrong?
So, yeah, if you have like an open wound.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fucking gross. Oh, my God, I'm going to barf. Uh-oh. It's not good. It is not good.
Here we go. He's got a bush growing out of his...
This is not good. Okay. Not good.
I'm not even choking. It looks like...
Oh, God. Oh, I don't feel so good. That is not good.
Michael, they're not even showing it.
No, but you know it's stuck inside of... It's fucking gross.
It looks like weed plants and blood.
Look at this. Oh, my God. His legs are fucking snapped.
Ugh. They're kind of filleted. Did you see that? Did I send you a TikTok of someone that made a corn dog with a pickle?
I've seen that before, though.
Really?
Yeah. Have you not seen that before?
No. That looked really good. They hollowed out a pickle, put a wiener in it, and then covered it in corn dog
pretty tasty.
Batter. That looked really good.
Mm-hmm. I do not feel good.
Someone else is going down there?
Yeah, there's a cell phone ringing. They're trying to...
Oh. How does a cell phone have reception down there? Okay, they're putting the two goyles down there?
Well, they have to because they're the lightest, and they wouldn't be able to pull them up if the guys went down there. The guys are too buff. They're too ripped. Right. They're too ripped.
They look like they weigh the same as the goyles.
It's a known fact that...
Shut up, Michael.
Oh, women don't have the upper body strength that guys have.
You're right.
What do you mean you're right?
I got upper body strength.
Yeah, but not as... I mean, you don't have as much as me.
Yeah, right. I got more.
You're right. You wish.
Look at this bad boy. Look at this bad boy. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The goyles are inside the ruins in a weed tunnel. Definitely looks like weed plants.
Right? Yeah, it definitely does, but it's got like little flowers. So I bet you they're just going to kind of keep discovering all these bodies because that plants
Isn't
were growing.
Is their flame going to go out?
Oh, they're probably going to find that guy's brother or something. No way that person's still alive in there. Or maybe it is. Why don't they just try and burn the plants? Can that even happen?
Oh, is this person alive?
Oh, it's going to be a jump scare. Oh, my gut.
Oh, is that the phone they heard?
Yeah.
They are tricked.
I like how you can tell this movie's 2008 because everybody's got Blackberries. There isn't a single fucking...
Blackberry isn't around anymore?
I think that the company is. I think that they just do... It's like a software company that does that stuff. But it's a shame. Like
they
that
don't
was such
do
a,
phones anymore?
I don't think so. That was such a good phone. I had Blackberries.
I want an old school phone.
Oh, it's the...
Oh, the plants are mimicking?
Yeah.
Fuckers.
What do you like why would you touch that plant that did that? If a plant...
She was curious, Mike.
Oh God.
Oh, there goes their torch.
Oh good.
They had some Georgia O'Keeffe paintings on display at the Whitney.
Oh really? Bonnie's getting all hot Bahines. And bothered looking at some flower puss.
The Heens, Michael. They had a really cool Andy Warhol painting in there.
Oh, really?
It was
Which
of
one?
Like, I took a picture of it. It was supposed to be Marilyn Monroe being chased by death.
Oh.
Yeah. It was one I'd never seen before.
Oh, God. It's all like closing in on them.
Shit. Sounds like cockroaches scattering. Now they're both infected. So maybe it doesn't like... Oh, wait. That's not true. I was going to say maybe it doesn't like sunlight, but there's vines on the outside of the ruins, so that's not the case. Now the goyles are traumatized.
Hey, listen, I'm not a horticulturist. I don't fucking know why plants do that.
Does that guy have a speech impediment where he can't say his R's?
No, I don't think so.
He has a weird speech thing.
Yeah.
Four Americans on a vacation don't just disappear. Yeah, they do.
Buddy, all the time. He just said four Americans on vacation don't just disappear. If you're in Mexico, yeah, you do. I have a feeling this movie is going to have one of those endings that like left it open for a sequel or something.
And then they didn't do
it. And they didn't do it.
Probably. Probably.
I feel like that's all horror movies are like, yeah, and then leave it open. It's going to be one of those. We're going to end up on like that girl screaming in the bottom of the thing, and then. But I don't know if it's this girl. Is this another case of like, what is it? It Follows, where apparently it's a different person in the beginning than what we thought.
No, what you thought, because I knew that wasn't the same person. I kept telling you that.
I know now, but it doesn't look like
it. If you listen to the episode,
I'm just, I know you said it. I'm just saying that she looked exactly like.
No, she didn't.
Oh my
God. Just because they're two white girls doesn't mean they look the same. Micah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, they're rationing their food. I wonder what the temp is in the wintertime there in Australia.
I think it gets pretty chilly. I don't know that it's like cold, but I think it's. I mean, it's definitely not warm.
The friend's going to die the way they lived.
They're going to have to cut his legs off.
Is the way they die. Michael.
The what?
The way they lived.
Oh, my God. You're just...
The way they die. Michael. They're going to cut his leg. Isn't he going to bleed out?
You can, I guess, cauterize it so that you don't. We're not cutting his legs off with a fucking hunting knife, Jeff.
There's no flesh coming. You know, raise your hands if you want to cut off his legs. Michael, what would you do if you went on this trip to the ruins and then you and your friends decide you have to amputate your friend's legs and then you do get found and then are you still friends with your friends that made you cut off someone's legs? What do you do?
I literally don't understand what your question is. So am I cutting the legs off?
All you guys decide that the guys, you and your buddies, have to cut your friend's legs off.
Uh-huh.
And then you guys get rescued.
He's telling them to cut them off.
Are you still going to be friends after that? Or?
Sure.
Are you going to?
I mean, it depends on how good
of, ties.
How good of friends we are.
Get it, Michael?
If I, yeah,
get
no,
it.
Uh-huh. If they ended up living... And they still have like a decent life, and like
you
I was
think
able
you
to.
You guys would still be friends.
Hell yeah, because that means I saved his life.
What
the
if
reason,
your friend
reason
is I'm, resentful of you guys cutting off?
No, but because he knows that I'm cutting his legs off to save his life. So if anything,
he doesn't know anything. He's delirious. He's lost blood.
No, right. So
he's
exactly.
Sick.
So then when
he
heals,
doesn't know what he's saying, Michael.
So when he heals, you just really make sure that he knows that you did it to save his life. You gotta make him believe it.
She's gonna be next. This guy's cut happy.
I mean, if this guy can't feel below the waist anyways, who gives a shit?
I mean, he's getting exposed to, like, disease or bleeding out or whatever the fuck. He's going to have, like, open wounds.
Yeah, but that's what, again, they're heating things up to cauterize.
Ugh!
Wait, I didn't think he could feel below his legs.
My dinner is starting to come up a little
bit. They cauterized it with a cast iron.
And these people at the bottom are like, oh, those crazy white people are killing each other up there. Like,
why aren't they also cauterizing like her wound? Also, if this guy really felt all of that stuff, he wouldn't be conscious. You pass out from that kind of pain.
Yeah, he lied. He has nerve damage. And he can't feel anything beneath his waist. Yeah, that's why he was screaming. Yeah,
he was screaming. Yeah, like at the end of the, like they're just like yelling, that wasn't okay. It's like, he's gonna die. This is the best chance that we have.
Oh, look at his legs walking away. What the fuck? The plant's dragging his legs away.
Right, and those are below the knee amputations, so that's actually really good. That means if you ever have to get your legs taken off, you want to make sure that you keep your knees.
What?
Yeah, because it's harder to learn how to walk again without your knees. Mm. And so, like, if you get below the knee amputations, you still have, like, that kind of control. So it literally helps you walk and do things better. They don't have really good knee technology with them. Fake legs?
Would you say they need...
You're done. fucking dumb. This is bad as like last week. I think about that comment you made about the fucking leprechaun. You're like, it's got that little guy in it, huh? It's still got that little guy? Like, yes, of course. The fucking little guy.
Made you laugh.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
Come here for the dad jokes told by a woman. The only one that could deliver a good dad joke in this house.
That's me.
You're right.
I'm your daddy.
I kept getting strange, like, whiffs today of, like, really pungent BO. And I was like,
uh-oh.
Is that fucking me? But I took a shower. I didn't take a shower last night, though.
Mm-mm.
But I went to bed with clean sheets, clean pajamas. I did laundry yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was washed. Everything was clean. I had deodorant on. And I couldn't figure out where the smell was coming from. I checked my... No, like, went at work. And stuff, like, out and about. He stinks.
I don't know. Maybe.
What'd you do to him? I washed him before I left.
I don't know.
He got like a thorough spa day.
But it was a warm day one day. Maybe he was sweating a lot.
I think the sweat sweating up a stink. Stink. I don't know what it was, but I kept getting whiffs. I'm like,
don't look at me, Charles.
I don't know how it could be me, but
you never know.
I don't know where it's coming from.
I will say, like, to that review you were reading earlier. So far, like. The premise is good. There's a lot of slow-moving, just yelly teens.
How are they gonna... So they basically have to figure out how to kill the plant?
Right, I guess.
And then the people will let them off the ruins?
Maybe. Or, again, or just like... Or they all die. Like, there's... I mean, again, they don't have any weapons. They don't have any means of getting off this thing without... You know, they clearly set up shop around it so that no one can leave. And if they step, you know, go too far, they just run.
Run to me, mama. Run to me, mama. Like my friend Levi Dean would say. That's one of his songs.
Another inside joke from Bonnie, guys.
That's one of his songs.
Okay.
You watched him play.
I've never seen him play.
Really?
Yep. Uh-oh. She's going to wake up. She's going to feel something. I can't tell. Are her eyes open?
I think so. They look black.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, she's hearing shit. Behind me, Eric.
I heard you. Fucking Uh-oh.
She's losing it. You're great. You're a guy. You'll fuck
these
anything.
These plants are going to... Why? Like, here's the thing, too. This guy is, like, sit up next to these plants, and you watch the plants pull his amputated legs away, and yet you
and
don't
they left
move...
him there.
You don't move him away.
It's in his mouth. I think their friend is dead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, at this point now.
The plant's going down his throat.
Matthias is dead. He's gone, buddy.
All that cutting off his legs for nothing.
Now you got a cool story, though.
Guess time for some glizzies.
Yeah.
They got some glizzy meat, huh, Michael? Huh, ugh. Michael?
They're going to come up and jump on him. I wonder if it's like they only come in if you have like a wound.
Seems like, well, yeah, I guess maybe.
Because
yeah.
It's only affecting
it's
the people that have.
Not trying to get everyone else.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's still attacking them, but like, it's crazy because it's like. Like, how do you, you know, she's saying that it's inside, but it's like, but what are we supposed to do? We don't have any means of...
Well, talk to the friend that was so eager to cut off his friend's legs.
Oh, so this plant mimic things to draw people in. Oh, once it gets a taste of...
Oh, that's crazy.
So that's why she's hearing things. Because it's, because it has a taste of her blood. So it can, like, it's like the thing, maybe...
Yeah, she already said that. She said they were being quarantined. Hello?
Yeah. Oh, that's why they're salting the soil, he's saying. Like, there's that whole area of just nothing growth.
They're going to muck out.
They're going to start. Hey, guys, we only got days to live. Let's all just fuck each other.
Let's bang it out.
Let's fuck each other. Let's let's finally do the butt stuff. I'm gonna fucking no. I'm gonna take Montezuma's revenge on your butt.
You always gotta be nasty, Michael. She's got dirty
pantalones.
Oh, it's moving inside of her. Time to cut her open.
Yeah,
he can't wait to cut everyone.
Yeah. Ugh. She likes to watch. She's going to develop some weird fetish after this.
Oh, that's kind of gnarly.
I guess thank God they brought some tequila with them.
But like, what are they supposed to do? Keep cutting her open and taking the things yes. out?
Yeah, because it's... Oh God. Dude, you're like puncturing her kidneys at that point.
That's a big cut.
Oh, gross.
Tentacles, Michael. And they're slippy. Slippy, sloppy. Ugh. Where is she supposed to stay where she won't get infected again?
If those things see it are... In, is it, did I just see one in her head?
Where?
I thought I saw one moving in her head.
Jenna Malone is 39.
Oh, wow. She's starting to freak out. Now she's starting to like...
She's from Nevada.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you see it in her forehead.
Really?
Yeah. And now they all saw it. But they're not going to say nothing.
Oh, this is interesting. In August 2022, Malone publicly came out as polysexual and polyamorous.
Sounds about right.
What the hell is polysexual? Polysexuality has been defined as encompassing or characterized by many different kinds of sexuality and as a sexual attraction to many but not all genders.
So?
Everyone?
Bisexual.
No, because bi is two.
Why are they all, like, they're all laying in this, like, I'd be like, sorry, chick. You have to be quarantined. I'm not going to sit here. Like,
I don't want your butt worms getting in.
Yeah,
butt.
Like now you have. Now we've like cut holes in your body, and we're just inviting it
she's
into
gonna go
here.
End herself.
Yeah, she's probably going to kill herself.
Polysexuals are not necessarily attracted to people of the same gender.
Oh my God!
Learning something new every day. What's she going to do, Michael?
You can swan dive into that fucking.
Michael, what's she going?
Does she have that knife? Is she going to just like... I mean, you literally have all these fucking...
I mean, that guy had the stuff. Just stab yourself in the jugular and get it.
Or just, yeah, just like slit your wrists and just slowly like bleed out or something, you know? Well, I guess, I don't know.
Jugular, or the wrists, Michael? Which one? Or is the thing going to make her go crazy and try to kill
right.
them?
Well, I wonder if they, it, like... I wonder if, like, they need to have her alive to eat
the
her.
Plants are saying, I want to cut
yeah.
it.
You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if, like, they, like, you can't die. They have to get you while you're still alive. So that's how they get their sustenance. Because if you notice, too, like, there's a lot more flowers now.
Yeah. Stacy's been cutting herself.
Because she's fucking nuts now. Could you imagine just being so crazy that you also don't, like, you can just easily just cut all your shit out? Oh, my God. She's literally, like, filleting herself. Uh-oh. He's dead. He's dead.
Damn, that was a deep cut.
He's dead. See, now she's going to keep cutting them, and now that's how they're all going to die. Oh.
Bullseye. Wasn't that her boyfriend?
Yep. He's dead. Oh, so Jenna Malone's going to be the only one that lives.
Michael. The only good boyfriend. That's a dead boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Well, they're thinning the herd.
Right now, Jenna Malone's the only one that doesn't have a cut.
Is she going to be the only one to survive? Do you think it was her in the thing? It didn't look like her.
No, it didn't look like her. I don't think so. I think it's a different... Because the other one in the bottom was blonde. That's why I thought it was going to be this chick.
The plant is taking him. There it goes.
Don't touch it with that hand, dude.
Oh, she's still got things crawling. Did you see her arm?
Yeah.
She's got the vines in her. Throw her in the vine patch.
Like, dude, I'm sorry, chick. You're done. Time to die.
Ugh. See the wind coming out of her forehead?
Yeah, jeez.
Gnarly. Jeff, you like to cut. Now's your chance.
Could you imagine this thing of just like, when you get to that point where you're just like, please, somebody kill me. Oof. Oh, the vines are starting
vines
to say
it. Oh, the vines are yelling
now.
Oof.
Now she's dead.
Another one down.
So these guys are like, just waiting.
He's wiping blood on her. On Jenna Malone.
Yeah.
Ugh, why?
Hopefully we'll explain why he covered in blood.
Oh, maybe so to scare them? I mean, they're going to shoot her.
Yeah, right. Oh, he's going to kill himself. Because he knows that open wound. He knows what that means. Oh.
They're acting like she's dead?
Yeah. Like, these idiots won't be able to tell that she's got a heartbeat and is breathing.
Is he going to sacrifice himself so she can run? I think.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I think he knows that open wound means that he's dead. He's as good as dead.
I'm your worst nightmare.
This guy, I think I literally looks like a gorilla.
Michael! That's offensive.
No, it's not. It's not offensive when the guy
because
literally...
Because he has brown
No, because he
Michael.
Literally looks like a gorilla. You know who else looks like a gorilla?
You're
fucking
fired.
Paul Giamatti. And
You're
he's
fired.
A white guy.
Paul Giamatti... Does he have like wily... I don't remember him having wily eyeballs, but I saw that preview for the holdovers and he's got crazy
it's,
eyes.
That's CGI. It's not.
Oh. I'm like, when did that happen? Shouldn't have went on spring break, brother. He's distracting the
people. Yep. But he knows that he's going to...
Run, Amy, run. Shit. Did they even see her?
Nope.
Oh, they got him with the arrows.
They're going to fucking lose their mind when they realize that... But also, like, you're running away.
God,
but like, how do you know you're
choosing.
Not gonna? How do you know you're not gonna die anyways? Oh, here come the plants. You taking them? You know what I mean? Like, how do you know that?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't just gonna follow you, and then now you're gonna create some like there's a reason why they're protecting all that shit. Don't stop, girl. Just fucking keep going. Wasn't this? Like an 11-mile fucking path?
I think so, right?
She's going to run 11 miles barefoot?
She's got to do what she's got to do, Michael.
Survival, I guess. You can do anything when it comes down to it. You haven't eaten in 3 days. You've had a grape about 20 minutes ago. And you're
she's
barefoot,
running on pure adrenaline.
Barefoot in the fucking Mexican desert.
What about a desert?
Jungle.
Oh, God, girl.
It's going to be the car's going to not start.
Shit, they're going to fucking shoot her with an arrow. Suspenseful.
Good thing she knows how to drive a stick. Jeez.
Yeah, buddy.
That's going to be one of those. So either they're going to shoot her or she's going to crash or something. Because it's still pretty crazy. And this is when we find out they also have a Jeep. And it turns into a car chase. Or she's going to run out of gas. Or she's going to flip the car. Oh. I guess she's going to make it out.
I don't know.
Or maybe not. And then all of a sudden it just fucking arrow goes through her head. And then pins her head to the fucking windshield. That almost didn't look like her.
Did she get away?
We're about to find out. And here's what's going to happen. She's going to be on her flight home. And then all of a sudden you'll see in her skin. Oh, no.
Oh, so this is where, this is what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, they're coming to check them out. Yep.
Why aren't these people stopping them?
Right. Yeah, it's weird. You think that they would just like straight up have some people
maybe
there
they're part of
to
it.
Stop
maybe it's
them
like
from
a
doing
sacrifice.
It. Yeah, see what I said? That's how they get the...
It's like a sacrifice for their temple or something.
Maybe.
I think they're part of it.
Maybe, yeah. They keep it alive, obviously, because they keep feeding it.
And...
Agreed.
I'm your worst
agreed
nightmare.
With the.
Who am I?
I'm your worst nightmare.
I'm your worst nightmare. Look at his emo hairdo right now.
Jesus, Charles.
Charles.
I don't know. I feel like
Michael almost barfed.
Like I don't know. Like I think I agree with that review where it's like there's a lot of potential there, but it really just kind of fell short. Like it was just kind of just a bunch of back and forth. So I feel like they could have really, you know, I mean,
I'd say three.
Really?
Yeah,
I mean, I guess
because it was pretty good. The ending, I mean, once again, it comes down to the ending where it's like,
I guess
you could have fleshed it out a little bit.
But again, it's like one of those, like, if anything, like, make the ending like not like, oh, these other Greeks finally show up to save their friend.
Well, it's we knew that was coming.
Right. But what I'm saying is, like, wouldn't it make more sense to kind of show that, like, maybe there was like a plant that she had brought, like, that was like on, like she's going to bring the plant away from there. And therefore, it's going to be a new, like, the sequel would take place somewhere else. Hmm. You know what I mean? I feel like I think this is a movie that just felt like it had a lot of potential.
Oh, listen to this.
No.
Alternate ending. In the unrated version, as Amy manages to drive away in the Jeep, a close shot of her face is shown crawling with moving vines, indicating she too is infected. An extended version of this ending exists as a deleted scene. Following the previous scene, a caretaker is seen walking among the headstones in a cemetery sometime later, whistling Frère Jacques, when he hears the same tune coming from a grave. He goes forward to investigate, and the camera follows, revealing the grave to be Amy's and several red flowers around the headstone. Oh, okay.
Oh, so she dies, and then brought the plant with her, really.
Yeah.
Basically,
so
what
she
I was
infected.
Just saying. So, yeah.
Because you were saying, how does she know that she's not infected and that she's going to
spread it
everywhere?
Right. Right. They should have gone with that. That would have been a better one than this. But anyways. Yeah, I don't know, like a 2-ish, 3-ish. I mean, I guess partial boob in the beginning can push it to a 3.
Whoa, is there really? Ruins 2 trailer, 2019.
Oh.
Is there a part 2 to the movie Ruins? It is followed by the Ruins 3 stranded on an island. There isn't a second one, and there isn't... What? That doesn't make any sense. There's a Ruins 2 trailer from 2018.
Oh.
So I guess there was a sequel, but
weird.
You know, it's not going to be great if there's no one from the...
Yeah, and also...
If Jenna Malone isn't in it.
And also, like, we didn't even hear about it. It didn't even, like, pop up as, like, a sequel on Amazon when you did the Ruins. None of the sequels came. Anyways, yeah. I mean,
I say
it's,
three.
It's mediocre. It has some, again, it's a good idea. A decent, you know, it kind of keeps you guessing.
I say 3 because Michael almost buffed.
Yeah, buffed. It was pretty gross, guys.
Michael
pretty gross.
Almost buffed. Michael's got a barf problem.
Anyways, until next week.
Tune in next time for another episode of Michael
Barfcast. Barfcast.
This is your favorite Barfcast. Scary movie and chill.
All right, bye.
On that note, goodbye.
Now he's too tired. All right, later.